We'll now open up the public hearing for the Joint Standing Committee on Innovation, Development, Economic Advancement, and Business for the purpose of considering the nomination of Mr. Philip Ranch of Waterboro for appointment to the Main Space Corporation Board of Directors. The chair now recognizes Ms. O'Neill Lowe for the purpose of making a statement.
Thank you, Senator Curry, Representative Roberts, and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Innovation, Development, Economic Advancement, and Business. I am Melissa O'Neill Lowe, and I am the Director of Boards and Commissions for Governor Janet Mills. I'm here today on behalf of the governor to speak in support of the nomination of Philip Ranch of Waterboro for appointment as a member of the Main Space Corporation Board of Directors. Philip Ranch of Waterboro is being nominated to the seat reserved for a resident of Cumberland, York, or Androscoggin County. Philip Ranch is a senior engineer at Rockwell Automation. Rockwell Automation is an American provider of industrial automation and digital transformation technologies. He holds a Bachelor of Applied Mathematics from Southern New Hampshire University and an electronics engineering degree from Valencia College. Additionally, Mr. Ranch is the owner of Ossipee Hill Farm and Observatory, the largest astronomical observatory in Maine, with a goal to provide a world-class telescope to students, not only in Maine, but around the world. For these reasons and too many more to list here this morning, I'd ask that you support the nomination of Philip Ranch of Waterboro to the Maine Space Corporation Board of Directors. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have at this time.
Chair would ask if any members of the committee have questions for the governor's representative. Chair now recognizes Mr. Philip Ranch for the purpose of making a statement concerning this nomination. Welcome.
Senator Chip Curry, Representative Tiffany Daniel Roberts, members of the Joint Standing Committee of Innovation, Development, and Economic Advancement of Business. My name is Philip Ranch. I am from the town of Waterboro, and I'm here today to discuss with you my nomination to the Board of Directors of the Maine Space Corporation. In 2005, I graduated from Massabesic High School in Waterboro, Maine. I was an average student with average grades, and I did not know who I wanted to be when I grew up. I did know, however, that I need to leave Maine as soon as possible. A few years later, I started going to school for electronics engineering at a small community college in Orlando, Florida. Trying to decide who I wanted to be when I graduated, I stumbled upon an animated video of a rocket propulsively landing back on land after delivering a satellite to space. I was hooked. The seed was planted in my brain. I knew immediately that I had to work for that company, SpaceX. I became laser focused on my studies and quickly excelled in every subject. Then, finally, in 2014, I won the lottery of a lifetime when I was hired by SpaceX to build the command and control system of historic Launch Pad 39A at Kennedy Space Center, the same launch pad that sent astronauts to the moon. During my career at SpaceX, I had the privilege of working on the Falcon 9, Falcon Heavy, Commercial Crew, and Starship programs. I helped design and build every active launch pad that SpaceX currently operates. Prior to retiring from SpaceX in 2020, I was the director of the Starship program in Boca Chica, Texas, where we turned a swamp into a world-class space complex. I returned to Maine because I realized I wanted to raise my family here. And now I want to use my experience and my knowledge to inspire students to dream bigger. Imagine 5 years from now, just after dusk, a rocket lifts off from a launch pad in Down East Maine. Aboard the rocket are four astronauts heading to the commercial space station that is in a polar orbit around Earth. As the rocket makes its way downrange, it starts to become visible throughout southern Maine. All along the coast, communities from all around the state have come to see this launch. Children begin to point and scream at the sky when they see the first light break the horizon, and soon the glow of the rocket begins to illuminate the islands of Casco Bay. At first, there is no sound, but then this small rumble begins, and soon everyone can begin to feel the awesome vibration in their chest. The astronauts are going to space. This may sound like science fiction today, but this scenario is absolutely possible if we choose it to be. This is the future I want for Maine. This is the future I want for our children. And this is the seed that I want to plant today. Thank you.
Thank you. Chair will now ask if any committee members have questions for the nominee. Representative Collimore.
Thank you. I just have one question. On page 4 of the questionnaire, there's a question of, are you aware of any actual or potential conflict of interest arising out of this appointment? No. And it's just missing a response. And oh. I just wanted to verify that that's a no.
I thought I filled that in. Yeah. So the only conflict of interest is I own a significant quantity of shares in SpaceX.
Are there other questions? Thank you. Representative LaRochelle.
Thank you, Senator. Hi, good afternoon. Good morning, I guess. So I appreciate your little narrative going through here and helps to remind me that kids, you know, even though they don't know what they want to do when they grow up, can still get to where they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about your current business. It says building the largest astronomical observatory in Maine.
Yeah, so I was trying to figure out what to do with my money when I came back. And my wife and I, we're building a very large farm in southern Maine. We're at a very high altitude. And we got the idea during COVID, we had nothing to do, that we wanted to start offering telescope opportunities to students in the area. So actually someone donated a 12-inch telescope and we started doing events on our farm. And we quickly realized most people have never looked through a telescope, never mind a laboratory-grade telescope. And so over this year, we started breaking ground on an even bigger telescope. This fall, we will have an even larger telescope with a handicap accessible deck that people can come up and look through the telescope and see our planets in the fall sky. Next year, we're going to be building an even bigger telescope, hopefully, which will be the largest one in the state of Maine. But I hope, you know, that's not where we stop there. Most people don't know about the night sky between in Aroostook County between Moosehead Lake and Fort Kent is a Boreal 1 sky, and it's a prime location for a super duper world-class telescope. We just need to make the phone calls.
Wonderful. Thank you. And thank you for doing this.
Yeah. Yep. Representative Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Astronomy is somewhat related, but it's kind of a different direction than your earlier interest. But it's obviously an interest of yours. I'm going to ask a very self-centered question here. What do you think the James Webb stuff we're seeing, what new questions does that raise about the nature of our cosmos?
Yeah, I mean, we're just being able to see further into, you know, the distance of history. So, I mean, it's going to open up all new fields. You know, the science that James Webb is discovering today is the science that our children are going to be working on in their career. You know, they're going to have, you know, so much data to analyze for the decades to come from that single satellite.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Space is cool.
I think no other questions. Thank you very much. Thank you. Chair will now take comments from persons attending this hearing who wish to speak for or against this nomination. Is there anyone here at this hearing who wishes to speak for or against this nomination? Seeing none. Under the law of the joint rules of the legislature, the committee is required to hold this public hearing and to recommend confirmation or denial of the nominee by majority vote of the committee members present and voting. As chairs of the committee, we will then send written notice to the committees of the committee's recommendation to the president of the Senate. All public comments having been taken, the committee will now proceed as follows. We'll review any additional written comments on the nomination that have been received by the committee. We'll vote on the nomination to notify the president of the Senate pursuant to Title III MRSA, Section 157 in the joint rules. The votes must be taken within 35 days of the day of the governor's written nomination or written notice. The hearing by the Joint Standing Committee on Innovation, Development, Economic Advancement, and Business for Mr. Philip Wrench of Waterboro for appointment to the Maine Space Corporation Board of Directors is now closed. Is there any objection to taking the vote immediately? Seeing no objection. Pending question before the committee is that the Joint Standing Committee on Innovation, Development, Economic Advancement, and Business recommend to the Senate of the 131st Maine Legislature that the nomination of Mr. Philip Wrench of Waterboro for appointment to the Maine Space Corporation Board of Directors be confirmed. in accordance with 3MRSA Chapter 6, Section 157, and with the joint rules of the 131st Legislature. The votes will be taken by the yeas and nays. A vote of yes will be in favor of the recommendation. A vote of no will be in against the motion to recommend confirmation. Is the committee ready for the question? Committee clerk will call the roll.
Representative Sayre.
Yes, with undiminished enthusiasm.
Representative Sayre, yes. Senator Curry.
Yes.
Senator Curry, yes. Representative Roberts.
Yes.
Representative Roberts, yes. Representative Collamore.
Yes.
Representative Collamore, yes. Representative Larchelle.
Yes.
Representative Larchelle, yes. Representative White.
Yes.
Representative White, yes. Representative Walker.
Yes.
Representative Walker, yes.
With 7 members of the committee having voted in the affirmative and 0 in the negative, it is the vote of the Joint Standing Committee on Innovation, Development, Economic Advancement, and Business that the nomination of Mr. Philip Wrench of Waterboro for appointment to the Maine Space Corporation Board of Directors be confirmed. Thank you very much. And
can we get this like bigger for the wall?
Yeah, we totally want that.